And now, on with the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Once again, here we go. It's time for another episode of Weekend Watch.
Here we go.
I am your host, Spencer Brown, here with Keith.
That's me.
And a special guest, Jonathan.
Hey, guys.
Are you a special guest anymore? You've been on the show many times.
I think you're just
a regular guest now.
Oh, yeah, he's not special anymore.
When you said, yeah, no, I don't think so. That was my hesitation.
Unless I mean you're special in like another way. Like maybe this is a make-a-wish kind of a situation.
Yeah, I'm wasting my wish on this. This is my goal.
This is all you get.
You're in your mid-30s, man. I don't think they give you much more than this.
You guys are my Disneyland or meeting LeBron.
That makes sense to me. Well, you know, here we go. We're back. We got another episode of this wonderful show, Weekend Watch, where we talk about things to watch this weekend on your favorite streaming services. So we've each got a great recommendation, or at least we each have a recommendation. I don't know how great they are. We'll find out. Let's get into it. No theme this week. Why don't we start out with Keith?
That's me. I'm going to start us out. I want to talk about a show that I guess was canceled. I didn't realize it until we were talking about it right before this episode started, but we got two solid seasons that I've really been enjoying. It's The Twilight Zone, 2019 version, brought to us by Jordan Peele. It is currently streaming on, what was it, Paramount? Paramount Plus?
Paramount Plus.
Yes.
Yeah. Man, I've really been enjoying this. I brought my wife in to watch it with me. She's not too into the spooky stuff, but Twilight Zone spooky is handleable, you know? It's more eerie, weird. There's nothing too like scary about it. And I really like this version. You know, they've taken some of the similar stories from the original Twilight Zone, updated them, modernized them. I'm seeing a lot of actors that I really like playing some wacky characters in this show. I love Jordan Peele as the narrator. There's so many things that I really do love about this show, and it's got trash reviews, and that really sucks that they canceled it. But man, I'm really enjoying this show. One of my favorite things about it is that it does stay true to original Twilight Zone, not just in the stories, but the way it's shot. I don't know if you guys noticed a lot of this, but they have a lot of like the kind of well lit like close ups, and they use a lot of the same camera tricks, just updated with modern cameras and stuff, and I really like it. Even some of like the stop time stuff of backgrounds, like your background is in like stop time and nobody really notices, and I love that they do wacky stuff like that. And it's, I don't know, it's really quite good, and it sucks that it was canceled. It sucks that it's getting shitty reviews. But what did you guys think? Tell me what you all thought of this.
I enjoyed it. I'm like, I shouldn't say enjoyed. I'm still enjoying it. I've watched the first six episodes now. But yeah, it definitely has that Twilight Zone aesthetic there that they've kind of stuck with. I was a little bummed to find out they canceled it as well. But I mean, the good news is that it is an anthology series, like you were saying earlier. So it's not like you're getting cliffhangers that don't get resolved. It's a bunch of 45 minute to an hour long, you know, mini stories, mini little creepy, twisty,
weird, horror-y,
yeah, weird little things. And I've been enjoying it. It's great. I don't want to say I don't understand why it's getting review bombed, because I do know why, but I don't agree with it. Yeah. Most of the episodes deal with race in some way, as Jordan Peele loves to do. And there are certain people who don't take kindly to that and like to review bomb things, and that's really shitty. But I like it. Really, it's worth a watch.
I think that's part of the problem, is the target audience, I think, was supposed to be younger people and probably was not. And then, you know, you have them. You have episodes that are trying to address topical issues, which, I mean, I don't remember a lot from the original Twilight Zone shows, but I can't imagine that was a focus of too many of those episodes.
No, it was a lot of white people, for sure.
So I think, yeah, I think they're pulling in the wrong kind of like target audience because it's Twilight Zone. And then that target audience does not care for what has been done to their show.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. You know, the one that stand out to me is like episode 3, the rewind episode. Yeah. That one, when I was rewatching that one with Lauren, it really hit me. It was like, oh fuck, this isn't a bad show. It's just getting labeled as woke by people that think that's bad.
Yeah. I liked that episode a lot. I liked the second one the best, I think, though. The one on the plane.
Is that the one, Adam Scott? Yeah.
Adam Scott on the plane, yeah.
I love that one, yeah.
The remake of Terror at 30,000 Feet?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I think so. So that's not the one where the guy sees the little gremlin on the wing, right? Yes. The original?
Yes.
It is?
Yeah, that's the one that also in the movie is John Lithgow.
Right.
Which was also
a remake of an episode.
Right.
Yes. Right. So yes, in the original, there's some like gremlin or whatever on the wing. I don't know if this is like, again, I haven't watched the original Twilight Zone in 20 years, but it seemed like it seemed to me like the overall theme was an underlying theme of like alcoholism as the gremlin, so I don't know if that was if that was a like a theme in the original episode or not, but
like I said, I haven't seen the original episode in a very long time, so I can't really speak to that, but I will say this one stands up in its own right. I thought it was a great episode.
I thought it was fantastic. Did you catch the narrator, the voice of the podcast?
Was also Adam Scott?
It was Dan Carlin.
Was it really? Of Hardcore History?
Hardcore History.
It was Adam Scott doing
it. No, it was Dan Carlin, and it was fucking great. I love that they got him to do that.
Yeah, that's really cool. Man, he sounds a lot like Adam Scott.
this is Adam Scott week, huh?
Well, cool. Anything else we want to say about this other than go watch it?
No, that's about it. I think it's underrated for sure, and it deserves a watch. So check it out, Paramount Plus.
Right on, Paramount Plus. Well, let's move on. My pick this week is a silly little horror movie currently streaming on Peacock called The Shallows from 2016. Still reeling from the loss of her mother, medical student Nancy Adams travels to a secluded beach for some much-needed solace. Despite the danger of surfing alone, Nancy decides to soak up the sun and hit the waves. Suddenly, a great white shark attacks, forcing her to swim to a giant rock for safety. Left injured and stranded 200 yards from shore, the frightened young woman must fight for her life as the deadly predator circles her in its feeding ground. This is just a really fun, like I said, short hour and 25 minute horror movie of, you know, man versus nature. Stuck in and you got to escape. Super fun. What'd you guys think?
I had fun watching it. It was short, like you said. It was quick. It was, you know, in the era of streaming shows, it was barely longer than a show episode anymore, you know?
No.
So that made it real easy. It was dumb as hell, but that didn't stop me from loving it. Like, there's a lot of really good Blake Lively action shots in bikinis, so
When I saw this, I was like, I have a feeling that the fact that Blake Lively is in a bikini for 30% of this is what was at least some motivator for Spencer.
I mean, it wasn't detracting.
I didn't see that and then be like, ugh, and turn it off. But I've actually heard good things about this as a fun little horror movie is all. And I liked it. What did you think of the movie itself, Jonathan?
I thought the first half of the movie was fun, because that's as far as I made it.
You didn't make it through the whole thing?
Man,
I didn't make it through the whole...
You need to watch the last, like, I don't know, 20 minutes, because it's fucking wild. This movie
it gets wacky.
I will tell you this. If I wasn't on Peacock, I probably would have finished it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. In my living room, I don't pay for the no ad version, but sitting right here in my living room on this TV, I don't get ads on Peacock. I don't know what it is.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, I got inundated with ads. I had like 5 ads within the first half hour of the movie. And at a certain point, I was just like, no, No, I'm done. This movie is not worth sitting through this many ads.
Did it keep going like at that rate through the whole first half?
Yes. I thought it was only supposed to play a certain amount of ads per like hour.
And it shows it you.
Well, and shows so I have the ad
breaks. You got my ads, movie. I guess, because I didn't have any.
So. Yeah, so I have the no ad
each ad break is.
Yeah, I have the no ad version, and I still had a couple ads, and that was, I guess, it was just one that, like, well, okay, that so was the way the contract was set up for it.
And I didn't get a single ad.
Premium or premium plus, Spence?
I have premium plus, so like,
I just have premium.
Having Comcast gives you the premium version,
right?
The normally $5 a month for free, and then you can pay an extra $5 for no ads, which is what I
okay. So that's why, because I have just the premium.
Yeah, I have just premium as well. And I thought for some reason like Lauren stepped it up or something, but we'll go into the bedroom and we get all the ads. But when we're sitting right here in the living room, no ads.
Weird. But yeah, all of that is to say that it's still worth watching if you ask me.
It wasn't, I mean, I didn't dislike it. I didn't have, like, I wasn't like, oh, this movie's garbage. Although I will say it's got some very 2010 CGI. But,
you know, I didn't have that big of an issue with it. Like, there were only a couple of times where it was noticeable to me where I was like, all right, well, obviously the dolphins, they're not using real sharks. The
dolphins were dumb.
The dolphins were not rendered well.
The CGI I'm talking about, I'm reasonably sure it was CGI, was when they were superimposing her face onto the surfer. It was real bad. So either she had a real jacked up face during those scenes.
Surprised you were looking at her face.
Yes,
I didn't even notice she had a face in those scenes.
Wait, that wasn't a shark surfing?
I don't treat women as objects, Spencer.
That is not my experience with you. That does not track.
Shut up, Spencer.
Anyway, if you're looking for a really fun survival horror man versus nature type of little fun horror movie, check out The Shallows, 2016, Blake Lively, currently streaming on Peacock. So let's get in. Jonathan, bring us home. Bring home our recommendations. What do you have?
So my recommendation is going to be Loot on Apple TV Plus. And Loot is the so Maya Rudolph and Adam Scott are married. She finds out that he is a tech billionaire. He's a coding guy. She finds out that he is cheating on her. So they get divorced. She ends up with $87 million in their divorce settlement and
billion. Yes,
with a billion.
Yeah, with a B's. $87 billion. And so she's trying to kind of figure out who she is outside of their marriage and figure out what to do with her life and $87 billion. And so she starts working with a nonprofit that she quote unquote started. And it's just a fun little, you know, kind of straightforward comedy show that has kept me entertained for like 7 episodes so far. So that's really all I asked for.
Yeah, I get that completely. I'm glad that you picked this because I was planning on picking it if nobody did. Because it's fantastic. Laura
it's
and I
weird
have been
because it's got
through like the first 4 episodes so far.
I've gotten.
I don't understand because it has really low IMDb score, and I don't know why.
Rotten Tomatoes has 82% critic, 58% audience.
Is it more woke stuff? Even, like
super woke.
It's not super woke, but dealing with race stuff.
I guess.
I mean, they are. Yeah, but I'm like, it doesn't
it's
seem
not in your face, and it's Apple TV Plus. I don't know. This is a weird one. Why audiences aren't liking this baffles me, because I've been laughing my ass off. Ever since I shared that Hot Ones clip from this show, I've been dying to watch it, so I'm really glad you picked this show, because it's fucking hilarious. I love Maya Rudolph. I love Adam Scott. I love everybody in this show. It's really jam-packed. As I'm looking here at cast and crew, Natasha Lyonne is an executive producer.
Yeah,
I was going to bring it up. Yeah.
So that's fucking cool. I love everything about this show. I don't get the bad audience ratings.
Yeah, it is really weird. It seems like critics like it, but actual people don't, and I don't understand, really.
Yeah, me neither.
I love Ron Funches is like one of the best bit character actors out there right now. He's also a stand-up comic who's pretty damn funny if you ever get a chance to watch his stuff.
His character in the show is so fucking cute. I love him.
Adorable. Just stupid adorable.
I love him.
Yes, definitely worth a watch. It's really good. That clip from Hot where Maya Rudolph's character goes on Hot Ones was wonderful. Just perfect. No notes.
When she's mixing the milk and the beer. You beer girl. I love you.
Also, it's also the exact reaction I expect I would have if I were on Hot Ones.
I mean, I get that. Yeah. I don't know how that guy does it every week.
Every
all the way up to 10.
Yeah. He eats every week.
You just know that they're filming like five of those a day too.
Right. Even if the interviewee doesn't finish the wings, he finishes it for him.
Uh-huh.
Just to prove to them that this is Hot Ones and you're my bitch.
Hot Ones is also a great show. Go watch Hot Ones. I'm loving it. Maya Rudolph is one of my favorite actresses out there. She's fucking perfect. So
she is. Every role. I love her and everything. She was like one of the major highlights of SNL when she was on it. And man, she is just a great comic and a great actor. I really love her so much.
Well, right on. Yeah, check it out. Yep. Go ahead.
Nothing. I was just going to concur. I concur.
Oh, you okay. Right on. Gotcha. I'm glad I stopped my train of thought for that. Well, check it out. It's Loot. I'm just going to power through now. It's currently streaming on Apple TV Plus. Well, guys, that's our recommendations for the week. But don't go anywhere because we got some great movie news to get into. Nobody else seems nearly as excited as I was.
I'm looking at our notes. There's a lot. We've covered a lot last week, just jibber jabbering about movies and shit.
Yeah,
we got a lot more movie news this week. Like it, there's a big outpouring of Marvel, obviously, though.
Yeah, so. San Diego Comic-Con happened, so we got a ton of Marvel news, a ton of nerd-centric movie news. So let's get into some of it. The first one I want to really talk about was the roadmap for MCU Phase 5. So they announced it, both a bunch of shows and movies, basically what the whole phase is going to consist of. We're starting out in February of next year with Ant-Man and Wasp, Quantumania.
I'm really excited for this one. I've loved all the Ant-Man and Wasp movies,
yeah,
and this one is going to be fucking top-notch.
Then we jump into Guardians of the Galaxy 3 in May.
You're going just movies right now.
Well, I thought I was, but then I realized they snuck a couple of shows up top too. So, shoot.
Oh, we should. Yeah.
All right. I don't know. So let's go movies first. Ant-Man and Wasp: Quantumania, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, The Marvels, Blade, and Captain America: New World Order. Those are all of our movies coming to the MCU. Oh, I think Thunderbolts as well. Is it supposed to be a movie?
Thunderbolts is a movie, yeah.
Yeah, Thunderbolts will also be a movie. Cool! That's pretty wicked. Is Thunderbolts supposed to take the place of, like, an Avengers kind of, like, concluder for the phase? Because Thunderbolts is a team-up.
Yeah.
Like, that's a team-up.
Well, it's a baddies team-up.
I mean, kind of. Like, it's not like, that much that baddies.
Kind of anti-hero-ish.
I don't know that I should.
Well, because Thunderbolts was Hawkeye, Red Hulk. I think She-Hulk was in it at one point. Who else? Like, they're not all villains or anything.
I guess, but
well, I guess a lot of them were though too. Okay, fair enough. Like Zemo, Taskmaster.
It's basically like their Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad. Yeah, that's why I said anti-hero-ish, because
more anti-hero than villain. All right, fair enough.
Right. Yeah, I'm like, they're not all baddies, but they all had bad, because like Hawkeye had a baddie storyline, didn't he?
True. Yes.
Several of them in the comics.
But then you have guys like Doc Ock and Green Goblin and King Cobra. They're all bad guys. So right. I don't know.
So all right. So my point still stands, though, right? Is this going to be team up to conclude the phase? I would hope so.
Yeah, you would think so, but he also he being Kevin Feige, I believe I read a quote somewhere of him saying that every phase from here on out will end with an Avengers title. And I don't see an Avengers title at the end of this one. So I don't know if they're leaving it incomplete or if this is their Avengers quote unquote title without having the Avengers in front of it. You know what I mean?
Also announced that there's going to be two Avengers movies in phase 6.
Six. Yeah.
So that phase 6 is going to be a Fantastic Four movie, Avengers, the Kang Dynasty, super excited. And Avengers Secret Wars.
Yeah, and this is just a phase 6 teaser. There's obviously going to be a lot more than that. They wanted people to see what we're building up to. I think they need to do this, especially with the kind of fizzle out of phase 4. It feels like we've gone kind of nowhere, in my opinion. I haven't really wrapped it up. I haven't watched Multiverse yet, so... like, there's still some more that I need to do to conclude this phase, but it still just feels a bit more hollow after the last Avengers. So now them coming in and saying, oh, yeah, we're going to go right back to the Avengers. That makes sense because the dates on here are Fantastic Four at the end of 2024 in November, Avengers Kang Dynasty in May of 2025, and then Secret Wars Avengers at the end of 2025. So there's going to be movies filling in here and shows and all that. Yeah.
And so Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars are going to be an Infinity War / Endgame kind of a thing.
Correct. Yeah.
To conclude phases 4 through 6, which they're dubbing the Multiverse Saga. So that's cool. I mean, I get it because Kang really is like an even bigger threat than Thanos in the comics.
Kang is fucking nuts. Like we've gotten a touch of a taste in Loki. You know, we don't in this universe, we know very little about Kang's full potential.
Yeah. So that's cool. Stuff to look forward to for sure. Not a whole lot of information beyond phase 5, just some titles. So it's all speculation at this point, but I am pretty stoked. Oh, the other shows coming in phase 5 are Loki season 2, Marvel Secret Invasion, Marvel Echo, Ironheart, Agatha Coven of Chaos.
I'm most excited for that one, I think.
That's pretty sweet. And Daredevil Born Again.
I don't know. Another Daredevil. So Loki, Agatha, and Daredevil are the ones that really stand out here. I don't know what to expect out of Secret Invasion, so I can't be too excited about it. Ironheart, I think, will be all right. Echo will be all right.
Well, Secret Invasion is gonna be like a lead into the Marvels, right? I would assume.
I would have to assume.
A Secret Invasion of.
We've got to have some flow off of the end of Captain Marvel, where Fury goes up to space with the Skrull.
Yeah, that's Secret Invasion is going to be Skrull.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's cool. So that's phase 5, and a little bit of info on phase 6. That's some Marvel news for you. We also got a Black Panther Wakanda Forever trailer, which looked pretty dope.
That was a good trailer. One of the most watched trailers out of all the MCU now, and it just keeps climbing. Where I wasn't super hype on the first Black Panther, and I've grown to love it more and more as the more I watch it, I'm super fucking hype on this one. And it really sucks that we don't have Chadwick in it, but it looks like they're going to pay a fucking tribute to him. I guess they were really great on set. This should be mentioned that like everybody that needed a break because they had his face plastered all over the place and his vibe plastered all over the place. Like he was there on set with them for sure. So anytime anybody needed a break or was having a tough time, they had a lot of mental health help around and they were willing to take it as slow as they needed to take it on set. And that's really great to hear.
Yeah, that's cool. The movie itself, we're finally getting Namor. Weren't we talking about this last week?
It was last week. You were like, where's Namor? Where's Namor?
Man, I got to start. Maybe I made it happen, you know?
Yeah.
Like I manifested it.
Yeah.
Like a secret. I secreted it.
The power of positive energy, dude.
For sure.
You're doing it. You're putting it out there.
All me, baby. Man, there's so much Marvel news. A couple of just quick ones to hit on. They dropped a trailer for I Am Groot, which was adorable.
It looks cute, and it's
basically
gonna be
shorts, right? Like five, yeah,
kind of anthology-ish is what I assume. Is like it's just kind of going over some Groot stories.
Yeah, just little baby Groot, adolescent Groot, getting into some mischief. Pretty cool. We're expecting, based on past releases, that Thor: Love and Thunder is probably coming to Disney Plus by the end of August.
So soon. Yeah, 47 days. Isn't that there? What this says, I think this article.
The benchmark, yeah, based on some of the past ones. So that would put it like August 24th-ish.
That's so fucking fast. Man, I remember being a kid and a movie was in theaters and then you forgot about that movie for like a year and a half before you were like, oh, hey, it's on VHS and you can go get it.
So that's cool. Something else to look forward to. Let's get off Disney. That's enough Marvel. That's enough Disney. What else should we hit here? We got news that the final season of Atlanta is premiering in September on FX.
That's
great. Have either of you guys watched season 3?
I haven't. I haven't made it that far yet. I'm still working my way through.
Man, I'm still in the first season.
Oh, it's so good. It's such a great show. I really bummed out that this is going to be the last one, because it really is kind of a Donald Glover can do no wrong at this point.
Yeah.
Check that out. Get into that show if you haven't. I'm sure they're going to wrap it up really well, knowing that it is the final season.
Might have to make that a rec after that season, just to talk about it as a whole.
Did I not pick it yet?
I don't think we picked it yet.
Maybe not. Fair enough. Well, we got a couple other sweet trailers to talk about. We got the first trailer for John Wick 4, film releasing March 24th. This trailer has me hyped. I don't care how bad or how ridiculous the writing of these movies keeps getting. I'm here for it 100%. Again, no notes.
No notes. Actually, one note. Like, if you want to jump the shark even more, fucking do it. I don't care at this point. This shit's fun. This is a lot of fun to watch. And it's stupid in ways that, like, I'm all in. I'm all in for.
Yeah, definitely. Fuck it. I don't give a shit. Like I said, make 8 more of them and make them all more and more ridiculous. I'll be perfectly happy to pay money to watch every single one.
Kill him, bring him back to life, give him a twin. I don't give a fuck. Do some crazy soap opera shit with this, and I'm here for it.
I'm ready for John Wick 10, John Wick in space. Go the Freddy route, you know? Or not Freddy, Jason. The Jason route. Jason X.
Jason route?
Yeah. Give me John Wick X, and he's on a space station 1,000 years from now.
First assassin on Mars.
Jason versus John Wick. I'm ready for. I'll watch fucking crossovers. I don't give a shit. Who would be the best crossover to fight John Wick in a movie, like Aliens versus Predator style?
Man, that's a tough one. Because I wouldn't want to give him another assassin. I wouldn't want to branch out to something like wacky as fuck. I don't know. Probably like a cartoon. Invincible.
Invincible, that'd be a fun one. I was thinking, you said cartoon and my mind immediately went to Dick Dastardly from Wacky Races.
See, I went Roger Rabbit.
Okay, all right.
Oh man, one super serious and Roger Rabbit just like unable to be assassinated. That would be fun.
Like Judge Doom? Is that what you're going for? Like John Wick versus Judge Doom or actually Roger Rabbit?
No, I'm talking like actually Roger Rabbit.
Like he fights the rabbit? All right, fair enough. Hey, well, yeah, like watch it.
Going to assassinate Toons in Toontown?
Yeah, like what is Doom going to do to him? Like you can't dip John Wick?
The Toontown branch of the Continental?
Like you just, there's nothing you can't, John Wick, the dip doesn't hurt John Wick. So you gotta... I don't know.
I just want to see what the Toontown Continental looks like. Like, anvils falling left and right. We're getting way off track here, but I don't care. This is fun.
Just like Acme boxes stacked up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, while we're talking about random, Keanu, let's...
Random Disney characters strewn about, too? Is that what we're going to get?
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Why not? Fuck it.
But yeah, while we're talking about Keanu, let's bring up the fact that he talked about wanting to play an older Batman eventually. Man, I want this to happen now. He was in an interview on Extra, I guess. He said it's been a dream of his for a long time, and he really likes what Pattinson's doing with his Batman right now, but he really wants to play an older Batman down the road. And I would love that. I would love
he
to see.
He doesn't look old enough for an older Batman.
I mean, sure, down the road,
maybe he will eventually.
Down the road,
10 years older than Christian Bale.
It's and so looks, crazy how looks old this 10 dude.
Years younger.
Yeah, how old this dude I mean, is and how he young he actually looks.
He lets the beard grow out. He's got that gray in there that does help. Like, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, he's starting to get some gray around the edges.
I'm still about it. The Keanu Reeves hand-to-hand combat style would fit right into a Batman movie, and I would love to see a Keanu Batman training a Nightwing or something like that. Be fucking sick.
Yeah, fair enough, for sure. Oh, man, I feel like we're running out of time. We're getting another documentary on Woodstock 99 coming from Netflix this time.
Why?
Coming out in August. Why not? I'm going to watch it. Are you kidding me?
Of course, yeah, but like, what else can we learn?
I mean, how many different documentaries have there been? There's always dueling documentaries about any subject. Remember, there were like three documentaries about Fire Festival.
Yeah,
all came out. Like, I remember that they exist. I didn't watch each other.
You didn't? That was a fun one. Those were fun.
It's so weird how that's happening. Like things come out in waves. Like there was a documentary at the same time as the show with Sebastian Stan playing Tommy Lee. They made a documentary about it and released it at the same exact time too. It's like these things are, the rights are released and six studios jump on it and three of them make it big.
It's just like a cultural thing. Like, oh, this is, people are talking about this. Let's jump on a documentary. But of course you're not the only one to have that idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's something. I'm going to watch it. I don't give a fuck.
I mean, I'm going to watch it too. I just don't know what their angle. I want to know their angle. Each documentary is going to have an angle, right?
It is going to be longer than the HBO one. So that's something.
That is something.
All right. Last thing, since again, we're running short on time here a little bit. There is a trailer for a movie coming out called Fall. Keith, I know you watched it. Jonathan, have you seen this trailer yet?
No, I have not yet seen the trailer. I saw it posted, but I didn't see it. I know literally nothing about it, but that's because I don't watch trailers. I just avoid them in general.
Really? I love trailers.
I've had too many movies ruined by trailers that I flat out refuse to watch a single trailer for anything ever anymore.
That's a bad movie, not a bad trailer, though. That's my opinion.
I disagree, actually, because... So one thing I learned is that there are separate companies who all they do is make trailers. And studios hire them to make trailers. So, like, they'll be like, hey, we need a trailer for this movie. Here's the cut of it. Make a trailer. The company makes it, and they just release it. And sometimes these companies are really bad at what they do and wind up making a shitty trailer for a decent movie.
Okay.
Yeah, like, there's... No, I fully agree. Like, they either cut it wrong and market the movie weird, and nobody... people go into it, and they're like, what the fuck is this? It's not the movie I expected.
Yeah.
Or, you know, so they like,
give away the whole plot.
Right. Or they give away the whole plot or whatever. Like, or if it's a comedy, they give away the funniest jokes in the trailer. And then you're like, the fuck did I need to watch this for?
Right.
So, I will read about movies that I, you know, may be interested in or whatever. But I don't watch, I'll watch them on premise, but I won't watch the trailer.
Fair enough. But this trailer is pretty sweet. It's basically this trailer was the whole reason I picked The Shallows as my pick, because it's essentially the same movie, except you're replacing a shark in the ocean for a rusted radio tower in the middle of nowhere, where they climb to the top of this rusty old radio tower. Something breaks and all the scaffolding slips off, and now they're, you know, 800 feet in the air with no way down. And it looks pretty sweet. It's probably super dumb. It's probably a really dumb movie that I really want to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I won't disagree. It kind of looks
like a great, as long as it's like 90 minutes, I think it'll be like a great movie. Don't give me like a 2 hour, 15 minute movie of that, but cut it at like 90. And that's exactly what I want to watch on like a, you know, streaming on like a Sunday.
For sure.
Yeah, no, I get that. And that was why I liked The Shallows. Hour 25 and we're out of there.
Yeah, it was fast. I don't know. It kind of had a slow start, I will say that. But most of these movies kind of have to. They're setting the tone in this single location, and then you spend the whole movie there. So that I get being a slow burn, and it doesn't bother me because it's only 90 minutes
for sure. So I don't know. Check it out. I posted the trailer in our Discord Weekend Watch channel. Let me know what you think of it. Other than that, I think that's about it. Anything else you wanted to touch on, Keith?
No, that's it. I'm good.
All right. That is an episode. Jonathan, thanks for joining us once again. Always thanks fun to have me. You. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Discord, our website, 3guys1up.com, and Patreon. Become a patron. That'd be super cool of you. We'd appreciate it.
I'd like and that. You were supposed to shout out at the start of the episode.
Ah, shit. I forgot to do it again. All right. We got to start doing that for sure. Next week. Probably.
Maybe.
We'll be back. Speaking of next week, we'll have another episode then for you, the listeners. Good night.